Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, we love giving props to some of the best quarterbacks in the league. You know, week to week, we love lamenting on great performances that we see throughout the league. Even if Dak Prescott has a good performance, we still nitpick it and talk about how it was bad somehow.
Did you say Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, okay.
Is he on your list?
Yeah.
Well, Danny Werfel 2.0.
Yeah, he is.
Wanted to definitely talk about some bad starting quarterback play because, you know, there's obviously bad quarterbacks in general. I believe that the Bears are starting, was it Tyson Bagent?
Or Badgett or Bagent? Or I don't know.
I don't know. P.J. Walker somehow won last week with a 45.2 quarterback rating.
XFL star right there, baby.
Let's go. But there are some guys that are actually paid as starters in the league that are supposed to perform and are not. And I think we need to take a few minutes to question whether or not it's time to start looking at other options. I know one team can't for financial reasons, but let's start with across the faux marble table with Rashad and your Patriots, Mac Jones. Bud.
Don't even say his name. Just call him Patriots quarterback or something. Don't, you know,
Patriots quarterback to number 10 on the Madden roster.
Listen, I don't know what Belichick is. Usually a really smart dude and has been, you know, for most of his career. Pick the right people. Very seldom go out and grab draft receivers in the first round or second round. And he has a great relationship with Nick Saban. We know that, which is why Mac Jones is a Patriot. Mac Jones is the worst quarterback that this franchise has ever had.
As a franchise starter. Because I'm sure, Brian Hoyer had to go out there a couple times.
Brian Hoyer won some games. Brian Hoyer won games for the Patriots. You know, Mac Jones has not been a great quarterback since day one. When Tom Brady took over for the Patriots, the Pats were a defensive team, and he was a game manager. Don't believe me? Go back and look at the stats. Brady was not trusted to throw the ball through the air like that. It wasn't until he became all the way comfortable with the offense to where Belichick kind of, you know, let go of the reins and said, man, go out there and do your thing. That's not going to happen with Mac. He can't make those throws. And he couldn't make those throws at Alabama, but we decided to overlook that because he was Saban's guy. And now he's been here for year four, and he has been just as bad as he was the first year. Mac Jones is the definition of mediocre quarterback. He should be a clipboard guy. That's just what I feel.
I mean, that sums it up after you lose to the Cowboys. What was it, 35-3, and then the Saints 34-0.
They put up. They had like 70 some odd points put up, and they'd scored three in two games. Yeah. Get out of here, bro. That's not an NFL starting quarterback. I'm sure he'll be a great college analyst for ESPN or for Fox or whomever. But
him playing Matt Leinart.
But him playing NFL quarterback for a franchise shouldn't be happening. He should be a clipboard guy.
Well, simply put, it sounds like the system that Bill had in place there for year one. I mean, how much did he let Mac throw? Not much. We were all kind of like, well, we don't know what Mac Jones is yet, even though they made the playoffs and played in one game for the New England Patriots his rookie year, because he barely got to throw the ball. They leaned on the run all the time, and now we're seeing him exposed. He's gotten injured.
He likes to punch people in the nuts.
Yeah, he's a weird character.
He's a Grayson Allen of the NFL.
Yeah, and that's a guy that I definitely don't want nothing to do with, and that's pretty much what Mac Jones is out there on the field. He's Grayson Allen.
And wouldn't you know it, Patriots are up 10-0 on the Bills right now.
What the heck?
And that was because...
Everybody said the Bills are going to smash the New England Patriots!
And that was because they decided to give the ball, and Mac Jones is doing his job and handing the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, and who got the score.
All right.
Horrible week for NFL betting.
Move on to another Jones, Daniel Jones.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about a team that's screwed? Like, I don't know. I haven't dove into that contract and when they can get out of it. And there are some other problems with that team in general.
They just signed it.
I know. Get out of it immediately.
Oh, I agree with you.
They should have never given him that amount of money to begin with.
I want to know what they were thinking. Does he have naked pictures of like the owners or something? Like, there's no way there was
he
like, you
probably
know what?
Looks at them like money. He does have those pictures. That wide-eyed stare that he has.
It's creepy,
right?
Dude,
I don't want to talk about the kid, but yo, like, stop looking at me like that.
Listen, and
girls
I know
find it sexy.
And listen, I know he's the quarterback, so it's not like he can block the guys that are sacking him. You know, that takes an offensive line to do that. Like, they haven't really been doing any justice for him at all this year. So I will say that is that Daniel Jones has had a terrible year after signing a contract because he, 11 sacks against one team. Cowboys had 7 sacks. Seahawks had 7 sacks. Like, he is on pace to be sacked more than any quarterback in any season ever. So he's not really getting his fair shake, but also you gave the dude $40 million a year after he threw only 15 touchdowns last year.
And to put into perspective, as far as Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, Joshua Dobbs, Jordan Love, Kenny Pickett, Bryce Young are all better quarterbacks at this point than Daniel Jones is per the stats.
But and using the word better as far as stats go.
Per stats say, and you know, and those are quarterbacks that we all crap on, you know, all the time. And Daniel Jones isn't close to those guys.
Yeah, that is getting out of hand quickly there. And you see Brian Daboll also sometimes. Like, he is. And I saw someone, I don't know if it's Twitter or Reddit, but someone made a great point about an NFL head coach and the pressure that they have. Like, Daniel Jones, regardless of what happens this year, like, he's getting paid. He's still making a butt ton of money. He's probably going to be the starter next year, maybe the year after that. Then he'll be carrying a clipboard somewhere else for the next 5 years. He'll be fine. Some of these guys in the NFL that are head coaches only get this opportunity and this chance once. So when your quarterback is playing the way he is and you are known as an offensive guru and offensive mind, hell yeah, I'm pissed throwing my tablet being like, dude, what are you doing? Like, someone put it in that perspective, like, they only got one chance to make this work as a head coach, and then that can lead to other head coaching positions in the future. So if you're Brian Dable, if you're the Arthur Smith in Atlanta right now, and you've had Desmond Ridder was the other quarterback on my list, and you've had to deal with, no offense to Marcus, but Marcus Mariota and now Ridder in back-to-back years, it's like, dude, can you please give me a quarterback to work with here so
he
I can show?
No, he picked him.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was a wrong choice. Yeah. I understand what was happening. Marcus left. Ritter was, a second-round pick, third-round pick?
Supposed to be just like Marcus Mariota, which was why it was the perfect marriage when he was brought in to start and teach Ritter.
Well, guess what? You did not use a high pick on him. He's not good. You had one of his receivers almost want to rip his head off on the sideline the other week when he was trying to hype him up on the sideline. That's good. If I'm Arthur Smith, that's like one of those, like, I understand my head coach and want the position, but dear God, if you don't give me a quarterback, what the hell am I doing? Like,
it's
an offensive guy.
Setting somebody up for failure. You
Seriously.
Know, if you don't have a quarterback, or at least the quarterback you believe in that position.
So, I mean, I got the Jones brothers. I got Ritter.
The Jones brothers.
And then Ryan Tannehill, we're done there. I think the Titans throw in that mayo coffee eating disgusting son of a bitch there that they got on the bench. What's his name? Will Levis. Because Malik Willis is not going to be your starter.
No, they already tried him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
So,
not good, Bob.
So, yeah, I got the Jones brothers, Ritter, and Tannehill. Those are my four this year, where it's just like, dear God, scratch my eyeballs out as I'm watching these games right now. It's bad.
I mean, it's definitely both the Jones brothers, how we got this conversation started. Desmond Ritter, for as bad as he is, he's still thrown for 1,300 yards so far in the season. So, yeah, I guess he's still doing something relatively right, you know, out there in Atlanta.
But I'm telling you, it's not right.
No, but I would probably say, and I don't want to go Bryce Young or Kenny Pickett just because I still think they're really young. Zach Wilson's still very young in their NFL careers. But as far as guys that have been around for a little bit, man, Jimmy G is Jimmy G. He hasn't been good since those two games that he played, or that game and a half that he played as a Patriot. And the time he got the 49ers to the Super Bowl. You know, outside of that, he's been a pretty average quarterback and still kind of showing it. So, yeah, I think that's it for me.
Got any garbage quarterbacks over there? I don't know.
Somebody we missed and didn't say?
No, I don't.
As far as, like, starters go, I mean, the Jordan Love experiment also is starting to run its course.
I was just going to say, you know, it sounds like that the time, at least in the offseason, the Green Bay Packers brass and Matt LaFleur thought, oh, man, we found our Lamar Jackson. No, you didn't.
They played the Bears week one, and they're like, I think this might work. It's like, no, you just played the Bears week one is all you did.
Yeah, the quarterback greatness in Green Bay is over. They should probably start to look into the fountain of quarterback ink as well.
They played the Bears, the Packers. They played the Bears and the Falcons to start. Jordan Love, after two games, had over 400 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Since then, he has thrown 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Killing.
Against New Orleans, Detroit, and then losing to Las Vegas last. So, going great. It's going great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.